Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios right here, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Odyssey. Put it on your phone. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I think that's the way it's spelled, right?
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah. Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. You'll get the live broadcast as well as the podcast there later on today. Lots going on. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Spadell. Oh, Spadell went to get Jamie, right?
Yeah. Ran downstairs.
No card. I wonder what's going on with the card these days.
I don't know. I think that's 2 days in a row, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of days here, okay. And the card's missing. I wonder if it's in the laundry somewhere, a back pocket, maybe the floorboard of the car.
Jacket pocket, something like that.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? We got a big mystery with the key card to get into the building and to get up to the 11th floor today. So we'll wait on her. She'll come bursting through the door like the Kool-Aid man. It is Friday.
Woo!
Man, it's going to be a busy weekend. I know a lot of people do their shopping online, but I think those that go to the brick and mortars, as they're called, I don't really like that term, by the way.
No.
The brick and mortars?
Yeah. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, but confusing in what way?
I don't know. Just say go to the store. Go to the mall.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know,
right.
It's just easier.
Yeah, I think it's going to be extremely busy this weekend. Good morning, Jamie.
How you doing? Oh, my God. I just saw like 80 drones in the sky.
Oh,
really?
No!
Yeah.
Drones.
Oh, wait. They're just airplanes.
Are you buying that story?
About what?
About it being man-made. Do you know what I'm talking about? The story yesterday about man-made aircraft. That's what those are. They're manned also. People are flying those. There are people in them.
I haven't heard that. I was just making a joke about how I think that everybody right now, every time you see an airplane in the sky, you're like, it's a drone.
They think it's a drone. Yeah.
You're like, is that a drone? Because right now, today, it's really clear out and you can see for miles. And I've noticed, like, I can even see, like, every regional airport approach. And so I'm like, there's a drone. No, there's a drone. Oh, yeah, there's a drone. There's another drone.
I don't think there's any doubt that some of these are getting confused for an airplane.
Sure.
For sure.
Absolutely.
On the East Coast. No, they came out yesterday and they said there's nothing to worry about, that these things are aircraft that people are actually flying. Huh. People are in them. They're manned.
Cool.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
I was just saying something funny. Didn't need to get on me.
I don't know.
Just funny. Just Just a little funny joke in the morning.
Your joke was actually in the news.
Just a little funny joke. Just ha ha. You saw some drones? Really? That's crazy. That's all we need to say.
All right. Whatever.
That's exactly how I feel.
All right. We'll take a break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Whatever.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Looks like mid-50s and sunny all weekend. It's a get her done weekend. Christmas just less than 2 weeks away. Woo-hoo! So if you've got a lot of things on your list, maybe this is a weekend to get it done because it's getting here fast, man. I hope everybody's ready.
It's flying.
I'm not
by.
Ready.
Flying by.
Yeah, it is. You got a big weekend planned? Your son's in town.
He is in town. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys, this is so crazy. Everything's a scam in life, I swear. And I'm sure some of you have had this happen. So, you know, you go on the click list or you go on Whole Foods to have your groceries delivered, right? And so mine said, if you order this by 3 o'clock, it'll get there by 7. If you order all your groceries, and it had a little timer, like click, 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 click. And I only had 45 minutes to get my whole entire order in. Well, I got it done. I got it done and everything was great. And I had it all ready and all the food would be there by the time my kid showed up. Well, when I hit the thing, it said schedule your time, but I'd already scheduled my time because I had a little timer in the corner. I had to get it done, so it said it'll be there between 9 and 11. It got there last night at 11:05.
So you had to stay up and wait for your
yes
groceries.
And not only that, but they took away the deviled eggs, they took away all the sushi, like everything he loves. They took it all away, I think because it was so late and it had been sitting all night.
Yeah,
they took all away the good stuff. But I have a lot of water. I have a lot of flavored water, flavored teas, yeah, anything like that, and some really dry tortellini.
Oh
my God, it was a wreck. Just a wreck. And my kid's sound asleep, and I'm getting all the groceries off the front porch at 11:05, and he's like, he's on the couch already asleep.
Yeah.
He's passed out.
Yeah, I mean, it was so cold, I almost just left it.
I know. You know what's funny? As I almost did, I would have left it out there, but we have bears.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would have.
Yes. Isn't that really frustrating though, when you get your order and you've got things that are left out?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, yeah. Because I mean, that's what you were going to eat that particular night, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a sushi or whatever, I mean, you're not going to save that for a couple of days. And then you get your order and it's
not there. And I always hit do not exchange or whatever it's called. Do not replace any items. So, what's the word? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Anyway. Swap out or
yeah,
substitute.
Yeah, yeah. Substitute is the right word.
Yeah.
So do not substitute. I always hit that. And so then they don't.
So you're left with nothing.
I know exactly. Yeah.
We get ours. We do it from Costco, and those boxes they bring are so damn heavy. I mean, they just pile it all into one big box. It's like, how am I supposed to carry
Costco
this?
Costco has like a click list.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you can order from Costco.
That is cool.
No, I didn't know that you could order the like groceries and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Awesome. We get them all the time. My wife orders them. I've never used the click list. I don't know that much about it, but she orders all the time, and they'll show up at the front door, and she always orders when she's not going to be at home.
Yeah.
So that I'm the one that has to get the big box that weighs 150 pounds.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'd think that they wouldn't deliver bulk, but I'm all about that.
Yeah, Costco will do it to you. Nice. Do it for you, too.
Do it to you.
Yeah, they'll do it to you. They'll make sure they put it on your front porch.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I like the way you said that.
Yeah, cool. Me too. He owned it. Yeah.
Cool. That's all I got.
Okay. Thanks for coming, everybody.
I just waited on you.
I started the story. You ended it. We're done.
Yeah. We're good. We're good.
Oh, my God. I think we have Goo Goo tickets to give away later on today.
Yeah.
So that's super exciting.
So, are you guys going up to the mountains? Because I know your son loves to board.
Yeah, you know what?
Got any of those plans?
We just talked forever, so we haven't planned anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you had something scheduled.
No, we have nothing planned.
Because I know last time he was here over the Thanksgiving holiday that you guys were planning on going to Vail, and then I think that fell through, correct?
Yeah, because it was freezing that weekend. Yeah. All I know is that, hold on, I've got to play you this. This is exciting. No, so what we did is we talked about school a lot, and then listen to this. My kid is a genius. I swear to God, that kid. Did I mention that he's on the Dean's list? Oh, I think I did. and he got a perfect 4.0. Oh, yeah, did I? Okay, so listen to this. Listen. Okay, so my kid, he wrote this presentation about AI, and his professor teared up.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Brought him to tears.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so this is my kid. He says, he like does this thing about AI. He makes a pencil do a thing. I don't know, but I'll get to the words.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Hold on. Let me.
Is it gonna make us cry too?
Well, I doubt it because you have to see the visual.
Oh, okay.
But he edited right. And he like put it all together. I mean, do you ever remember being able to? Well, we didn't have the technology, but the way they can do things like. He's typing, and I can see the words he's typing, and then he goes back and edits it. Like, I had a Tandy.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, when you're scrolling through X or any of the sites that are out there, and you see some of the memes that are put out there, and just some of the stuff that is thrown together, even the AI stuff, you think, man, I must be a real dummy, because I can't do any of that.
Well, yeah, none of and it. I had to write, like, 8 lines to get my Tandy to say hi. Yeah, so he edited this whole thing, and it's all about how AI is necessary, but we have to be really respectful of it, because it's gonna know us and take over, but we have to understand it. I don't know, it's really, I was like, how does he think like that? It's kind of, all right, here we go, hold on.
Right. One, the algorithm of justice.
That's not my kid.
Sounds old.
No, he sounds like, what's his name?
Hawkins.
Yeah. Okay, this is very emotional. Are you emotional, you guys?
Not yet.
Okay, all right, hold on.
I'm getting there, though.
Okay,
all right. AI is not merely a tool we've invented. It is a force we have unleashed.
Whoa.
A force that shapes not only our actions, but the contours of our lives.
I'm getting scared.
Often without our noticing. It has already begun steering us, subtly, yet powerfully.
And they had the self-driven cars in that part.
To question.
Yeah. Anyway, you get it.
I like it.
Did you see the Waymo that got stuck in the roundabout? The video? That they claim it went around 37 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Couldn't find the exit. That's like hilarious. Me in a roundabout.
Well, remember those Waymos are all in that New York parking lot where they're supposed to park? They're all supposed to park and shut down, but because the sensors are going off, they're all just honking at each other.
Yeah, because they're trying to park and they're all honking.
You know, the technology is great. Technology is great, but there are some flaws.
Exactly.
We got some bugs in there, man. When you got a Waymo going around a roundabout 37 times,
that's a lot.
Man, I'm going to be late.
Did it finally run out of battery or something?
All I saw was the video, and this thing just keeps circling. And somebody had put up there, I'm going to be late. You know, and I don't know. And for all we know, that could have been AI generated. Who knows if that's even true?
I'm watching it right now. It looks real.
It's pretty fast, too. It's kind of whipping around at like 20, 30 miles an hour.
It's confused, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can tell.
You know what is fake, it goes in my kid's presentation or whatever, is like those Coca-Cola trucks that are all lit up. And right?
That commercial's insane.
It's all AI.
It's
that crazy? Because in his presentation, he's like, and your brain is being fooled to believe things are real. And it's that Coca-Cola thing.
It looks so good.
And it's AI. Uh-huh. I'm so disappointed it's AI. I wanted it to be real because it felt so Christmassy.
Yeah,
but it's fake.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it happened yesterday. Everybody was talking about country star Morgan Wallen pleaded guilty and will serve time 7 whole days, but it's not in prison, it's just in jail. 7 whole days in jail, and then 2 years probation. Now, I don't know if anybody in this group has been, had probation or whatever, but if you're on probation, can you drink?
No.
You can't?
No, I don't think so. Especially if it's alcohol related, I think.
Yeah, so I don't see him not drinking for 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to go back.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now, his 7 days, that's in a DUI facility, right?
Yes.
That's what this said yesterday on TMZ. They didn't mention a DUI facility, but I don't know what a DUI facility is. Who knows? I think it's just jail, you know?
Yeah, I think it's one of those outpatient places.
He got a plea agreement, so there's no felony charges, so that's good. But that 2 years probation, that's going to be a rough one, couldn't it? Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. So if you remember, the reason why he got sentenced is he threw a chair off of a bar that was six floors up in the air, and he got drunk and he threw the chair off the sixth floor down below, and he's lucky nobody got hurt or killed or whatever. So 7 whole days. Yeah. Oh, poor Morgan.
Yeah.
I hope he makes it. You know, that is crazy. Anyway, I am shocked, though, that they gave him 7 days in jail because they never have to actually go. It seems like they always plead their way even out of that.
Uh-huh. I thought he'd get out of it, too.
Yeah.
I knew he'd get probation, probably. Right. But we'd never thought that he'd be locked up for anything.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. All right. This is pretty funny. I don't know if you knew this, because I think, did I ever give you guys a raccoon penis keychain?
No, I saw one. You brought one in once, but okay. I don't remember getting one.
Okay, well, I have, my dad and some of the guys, they all used to go raccoon hunting. And what you do is you take your dogs, and the dogs find a raccoon, and then they run it up a tree. It's really horrible, I have to tell you. They run it up a tree. It's called, they treed it, right? And then they shoot it out of the tree, and then it falls down. And then the dogs bring it back. Anyway, so the raccoon is one of the only animals, like one of the only, I'm sure there's others, but that has a bone in its penis. And so my dad would clean them, and then he'd get the bone out of its penis, and he would soak it, and then he would, shellac it and drill a hole in it and make it a lovely keychain. Yeah, for all my friends to have. Boy, that was some Christmas.
That Bob and his hobbies.
Yeah, right? Man, oh man. I'm just telling you. That's some spare time, friends. Some spare time. All right, anyway, and I bring this up because there is a Carolina Panthers wide receiver who talks about eating raccoon. I don't remember actually eating it. I know my dad would fry it up. I don't recall any kind of taste, and I couldn't tell you what it tastes like because I don't remember eating it. But he says it's real, real good. Here he is.
Is something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat? You know, like what's something, you know, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I eat raccoon.
I didn't see that.
I said, no, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash can.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all that.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon, or you had, like, you
found it? My kids, all my people, them hunting all that, so my kids, them, they killed it. They call me like, yeah, we got that coon. We get
got that coon.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. We got that coon.
Yeah, so, wait, what does it taste like?
It got its own taste. You know, everybody try to say stuff taste like cheese. Uh-huh. But that coon got its own taste.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
He likes that raccoon. Yeah, he likes it.
I know people that eat it.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I've never tried it. I'm with Jamie. I've never tried it. But I've seen it cooked up before.
Yeah, I guess it's raccoon nuggets or something. I don't know. All right, Brian Austin Green. He is, he used to be married to Megan Fox, right? And they have kids together. He said he found out from the paparazzi about the breakup. Here it is.
I didn't even know.
You didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
So apparently she found something on his phone that was inappropriate. And they were on vacation. He left, and a lot of people think that they should be done for good.
How old is he? Do you know? He's in his 30s.
Yeah,
isn't he?
In his 30s. Nice. Does he cheat on her a lot?
I have no idea.
Yeah. What do you think of?
But in your 30s, like, grow up. Like, you know, she's pregnant.
Are you worried about her?
I just want the best for her. I want the best for the baby. I want the best for our kids.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I'm heartbroken about it.
Did he almost get run over?
That sounds like it.
Holy cow, get out of the street.
You know how we do that thing, like our claim to fame? Like when she said, yeah, they were on vacation, I wanted her to say, they were on vacation in Vail, Colorado. Because, you know, we want part of the action.
We want the credit.
Yeah, exactly. That makes us close to the story.
Exactly. Yeah.
You should watch the video. He's loving it.
Oh, he is?
Oh, my gosh. He's got, like, this giddy smile on his face when he's finding all this out.
Yeah.
Like, and he doesn't obviously say it, but you could tell he's like, yes, this is awesome.
So I can tell the reporter. I can tell it's the girl from TMZ, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think he really didn't know at that moment? Because he was, I mean...
He looks shocked.
Did he really?
He does, yeah. But but then after it like kind of settles in and he really like they're talking about it more, he's got this weird grin on his face like he's enjoying it.
He's like, yeah, I tried to tell
him. Yeah. I think most people would though.
Be happy that your ex is getting cheated on.
Yeah, especially if you didn't like the dude she went with.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And I don't think he likes this guy. You know, I don't think he likes Machine Gun.
Well, and
just the name Machine Gun.
I think that when she left him, he was devastated.
Yeah, she kind of did him dirty.
Yeah,
and then you got the kid factor.
Right. I think they have three kids together.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, let's see here. I know that we had mentioned that Dick Van Dyke's house in Malibu had burned down, but it actually didn't, thank God. He's 98 years old, almost 99, and thankfully, I mean, he almost died, you guys. Listen to what Dick Van Dyke has to say.
It was coming over the hill. You could see it. And oh, my God. And we got out of here. I was trying to crawl to the car. I had exhausted myself. Oh, I couldn't get up.
Soaking
and
wet.
Three neighbors came and carried me out and came back and put out a little fire in the guest house and saved me.
Isn't that, he said he was, it was like he was crawling, he got exhausted, and he couldn't get up into his car.
He's 98?
I know. Jeez. I know, that's crazy. So thank God for his neighbors. My kid was telling me some of his friends went to Pepperdine, and they were all screaming because, I guess it was, now don't quote me on this, but I think he said the library is fireproof because they know in Pepperdine right on that hill that, you know, it could burn, and so it's all fireproof. But then somebody wanted, because they thought it was really hot in there, and they opened the doors and let oxygen in, and some of the embers came in, and everybody's freaking out because some right at the opening, it was catching on fire inside, and everybody's stepping on it. He said that the one girl he knows, she was crying on the video. Because they're like dummies.
Yeah.
I was hot. I needed to open the doors.
Let's let some air in here.
Exactly. So, yeah, that whole thing is just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Let's see. What else do I have for you? Mike Tyson says he can't remember any of the fight. He says he woke up the next day after the fight. He said he doesn't remember a thing, really. He says he blanked out during the whole thing. He remembers seeing Jake kind of dance around a little bit. But he said the day after the fight, I woke up and I said to my wife, "Why did I do that?" Or, "Why did I do that?" I can't even do a Mike Tyson. Can anybody do Mike Tyson?
No.
Fidel, can you
do it? It's a little too much.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this microphone?
I don't know. Hello?
I don't remember him dancing around.
You gotta have a lisp to it.
Yeah, I was trying to add that.
Yeah, you gotta have a lisp to it.
You did add it. I heard you.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Mike Tyson.
Anyway, so he says, what the hell was I doing? I just don't know what the hell was going on. He said he shouldn't have done it, I guess. But he made so much money. Come on.
He made a ton of money. Yeah. I don't know if I believe that, though.
Me either.
He remembers. Come on. He even talked about after the fight, if you remember, he talked about why he bit his glove.
Yeah,
right? Remember that?
He did, yeah.
Okay, how do you not remember the fight, but yet you did an interview on why you were biting your glove the entire time? That doesn't make sense.
And then finally for you, I'm happy for, you know, I'm not like the biggest fan of Paris Hilton, but I will tell you, I watched that documentary and I watched what she went through when she was institutionalized by her parents because she was a bad teenager.
Yeah.
And the things that happened to her, it was just wrong. I mean, it was horrific. And her Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act has actually passed unanimously in the U.S. Senate. With all 100 senators on board, the legislation was deeply personal to Hilton after she bravely shared her own painful experience of abuse at a young age. The bill still needs to go through the U.S. House of Representatives to reach President Biden's desk. You know, I had a girlfriend and her daughter was institutionalized for anorexia, and it was an institution, and she was not allowed to talk to her either.
Wow.
And so I think that's what happened with Paris. Her parents were told it's best that you not speak to her. Paris was trying to get a hold of them because she's being abused inside the institution. And they're saying, your parents don't want to talk to you. So they lied back and forth and said, your parents don't want to speak to you.
When you add that to the equation, how does that help a person?
I know.
Because it's a different, you know, it's another stress that you put on the person. I don't understand that mentality.
They don't want them to talk to each other because they're being abused.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know? Right. You're cutting off all form of communication with your loved ones.
Yeah, and they're popping them pills just to make them go to sleep and all that stuff. It's crazy what they do. But anyway, so this is good for her. And I'm glad, like, that she actually did something good in this world and advocated for something. So I think that's going to change a lot of lives. Did I just say that about Paris Hilton? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
That Paris, man, she changes lives. Good for her. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Giving Tree is coming up next week. We want to thank those that participated, especially those that adopted the families. Those kiddos, they're going to have a blast at Dave and Buster's next week.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
I actually have fun. I played the Hungry Hungry Hippos Life Edition.
Yeah.
And there are, at Dave and Buster's, there are hippopotamuses that are gigantic that you sit on and you play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It's so much fun.
It is so much fun.
We're going to have a great time. The kids are going to have a great time. It all happens next week at Dave and Buster's. Thank you to Steel Bros, Heating and Cooling. They give out gift certificates to the families. Also, Longmont Dairy and Ricky Brothers. They give us the costumes that we use for that particular night. So it's going to be a good time next week.
Yes, it is.
Have you seen the story of LeBron James?
I saw that he, all I saw was the headline, and so I did not read it because I didn't care, really. Yeah. But it said that he has left the Lakers for a little bit for to take, like, a personal day off.
Well, it's bad timing, because even if it's got nothing to do with what's going on with Jay-Z and Diddy, it's still bad timing.
Oh, wait, I didn't even put that together.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it just said that he was taking some time off for personal reasons. I thought it was because his son sucks so bad at basketball.
No. It's all the rumors are that it's got something to do with the whole Diddy thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't heard
so
that.
The rumors are flying around everywhere. But he walked away from the Lakers yesterday for personal reasons, he says.
Well,
midseason, so everybody's kind of like, whoa, what's going on here?
If you watch the documentary, it's called Starting Five or whatever I told you guys on Netflix. If you watch that guy, I mean, he's old, and I talked about that documentary before. He's old, and it takes him so much work to get his body back in shape. Like, after every game, he can barely walk.
That's a tough sport
for
a guy his age. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, 40 years old, you're out there up and down the court with these guys that are 22 and 23 years old.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. And I mean, they're always working on him.
Yeah.
During this whole documentary, it just, I mean, and he's like, oh!
Yeah, it's like constant to even get on the court.
Just working on him. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. So it's just strange, though, that he takes off at this part of the year, you know? It's just, I don't know. A lot of rumors fly. When you take off, rumors are going to fly. Who knows what the truth is? We don't know, right?
Right.
Nobody knows.
No, I honestly thought it's because his son sucks.
By the way, big weekend this weekend for Travis Hunter. This weekend is Heisman weekend.
Saturday. Yeah.
Is it Saturday? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Saturday. Is. Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and he's going to get it. There's like an 80% chance that he's going to get it. He's going to get the Heisman Trophy. So it's coming here to Colorado.
And didn't he win the AP award?
Yeah. Player of the Year.
Yeah. And then he won something else. He was like in Vegas or something and he won another one. He's so well spoken. Oh, and then the biggest award is he won not only the AP award and whatever, but the Academics Award.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you know, this is what we should celebrate the most is that his academics are. But I did think about you, BJ. You're like, what? You know, Jamie, there was this kid in college and he was the starting quarterback.
He was.
I know. And you're like, and he graduated. And I never saw him once in class.
You know, when I went to college, okay, you went back to the room that you had your classes in, and they posted all your grades up on the bulletin board, right? So you'd go back and check them the day after you took the finals or whatever. Well, this quarterback, he was for Tennessee Tech University, and he was really good. He was like all conference, right? He showed up the first day of class because I, being a sports fan, I was blown away by it. I'd never really met a real sports guy before, okay? And I'm like, whoa, here he's. His name was Jenkins, okay? And there he sat in the class. I never saw him again for the rest of the semester. Never saw him again. But when the finals came around, I went to the board, and he was an A+. I was a C.
But
he was A+, and he never showed up for class, ever.
It would be interesting to hear from people if Travis Hunter showing up for class. You know?
Yeah.
But I bet he zooms it in.
Look, I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just giving you my experience with an athlete that was a superstar on the team. The guy did not show up to class, and he aced it.
Okay, I will tell you, my freshman year, so we had some classes that a couple guys, we got into the season, they were on the edge of like, because we had to have a GPA of, if you were a scholarship athlete, it was 3.5. Otherwise, you lost your scholarship. If you weren't a scholarship, you just walked on the team, it was 3.0. And if you got anything below that, you couldn't play.
Gotcha.
So I will say, if you were some of the stars of the team, they did provide a quote unquote tutor
to make up
and
no
you,
to take your test.
Yeah,
probably.
And you,
right.
You didn't have to go to class.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
it's
like
fishy.
Of course it goes on, right?
Well,
we know it goes
there's
on.
A guy that came out. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and he said we've been calling these guys student athletes forever. They're not student athletes. They're athlete students.
Yeah,
is what he said. He said the athletics comes first. the secondary part of it is being a student.
Well, of course, so if you have your quarterback at Stanford and he's like failing, right? You don't think, because the sponsorship money and all the money that's involved with football and basketball and all that, you don't think they're not like,
yeah, him not playing is not an option.
They're coming to the professor and they're like, really?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, when this guy was in my class, nobody complained. We were like, okay, he's a star on the football team.
That's just the way it was.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Apparently, I owe an apology to Bronny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bronny James. Apparently, he had a really good game the other day.
He did?
Yeah, so my apologies.
Is he even playing for the Lakers?
I have no idea.
I don't even think he's, but no, he's, you keep up with this crap.
He's in the G League.
What is that?
That's
good.
No, that means that you're not in the actual NBA. You're in their little like sub thing where they try to develop players.
So it's like the minors.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do they play that down at the YMCA or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a pickup game.
People are making a big deal because he scored 30 points in the G League.
Somebody was giving LeBron hell yesterday online. It was on one of the X feeds or something. And he was giving him hell because he's a Lakers fan. And he said, here this guy, he's the one of the best to ever play basketball, has walked from the team and left us with his staking son.
Oh, wow. That's pretty fucking mean.
He forced us to draft him. Oh, and now he walked away and left
bounces.
Us with that kid. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah,
my God. You got to feel for Bronny. This guy has to live up to his dad, LeBron James.
I know.
Like, he shouldn't have gotten into basketball. He should have gone for something, pool or something.
Well,
you know,
it's the same thing with Tiger. Tiger Woods' son qualified for the first time for some big tournament.
Yeah.
And you just feel bad for these kids that are, you know, these guys are bigger than life.
Yes.
And now these kids are like, all right, I'll hit the ball down.
They're the best to ever play the game. You take a Tiger Woods. Yeah. You got little Charlie.
Yeah, that's Charlie. So much pressure to live up to.
Yeah, he's got to be dad all of a sudden. You can't do it. You can't live up to that. You got to get a different profession, man.
I agree.
You just got to move on, do something else, computer science or something.
No, you know what I would do? Frisbee golf. Dad, I'm not going to play golf. I'm going to play frisbee golf. Yeah,
and you have the ability too, Jamie, if you think about it. You don't have to pick something that pays well because your dad's already loaded.
Exactly.
He's a billionaire, okay?
Exactly.
So you don't have to pick frisbee golf. Probably doesn't pay. But right? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And it still has the word golf in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people should come to us for advice. We're like life coaches around
here.
We really are.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey on your phone. It's free. And the podcast is there later on today. Goo Goo Dolls tickets. We can give those away at any time. Doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, it does. Oh, my God. Everybody loves the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, they're next August, too. So you got plenty of time to plan your day. Get your Uber all planned out and stuff.
I just say, I mean, I am shocked that they're playing Red Rocks. You know, I mean,
Is it Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Red Rocks. I'm shocked that they've had this kind of staying power.
That kind of does surprise me, too.
Yeah.
And they don't have somebody with them like the Rolling Stones or anything? Taylor Swift, maybe?
I know.
Should we put her on here somewhere?
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, yesterday I was so over the internet and the marquee diamond.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
It was everywhere.
Me too.
Right now it's the rage. Now, like, I'm all these poor dudes, right? I mean, this literally, we are pathetic as human beings, right? Selena Gomez, she gets engaged and she has a marquee cut diamond, right? It's like a diamond shape, like
explain
that.
It kind of is just circular a little bit more.
It's like a pulled diamond, right? And so it's called a marquee cut. And so now every girl, oh my God, Selena got the marquee cut. I want a marquee cut. It used to be really popular in the 80s and early 90s. My sister, that's what she had when she got married, was a marquee. I always thought it was like, her way of trying to make her diamond look bigger than it is because it's stretched.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it takes up more space, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like more knuckly to each knuckle. But anyway, it went out of, I mean, it wasn't popular anymore. And now all of a sudden yesterday, freaking rage. So all these guys are getting down on one knee at Christmas. Screwed.
You gotta have the marquee. I didn't see this yesterday.
Yeah, it's the
so
new.
It's become the thing because of Selena Gomez.
Of course,
That Benny Bozo or whatever.
Yeah, Benny Bozo.
What is his name? Benny
Blanco.
Oh, Blanco, not Bozo.
No, that's right.
Benny Bozo.
Don't correct that. I like that name.
Benny Bozo and Selena Gomez, and she's now made it popular again.
Yeah.
Don't we have a friend in the diamond business?
We do.
We also have a friend that listens to our program over at Trice Jewelers.
Yeah, that's our friend.
So we have a lot of contact.
That's actually our friend in
that
the
is
diver
our
business.
Friend. I think his name is Justin.
His name is Justin.
Is it Justin?
It is Justin.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yes, I know. Didn't you buy something from him?
I don't know, but I need a marquee all of a sudden.
No, remember, didn't you buy Lisa? You
I did.
Went over there.
Yeah, I did. I went over there and bought something. Then he was just, he loves listening to our show.
That,
he really
that
does.
That jewelry store is something. Holy crap.
It's overwhelming
it's
when
like
you walk
stories,
in there.
It's like two stories, isn't it?
I had never been in there before.
Trice.
This thing.
Right?
It's like the Disneyland of jewelry. This thing has everything. It's huge.
I know, but let's not keep talking about it because he doesn't spend a lot of money.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Never mind, Justin.
Your time is limited.
I mean, we could have gone on and on, but it's over.
Hey, speaking of big bucks, Mega Millions tonight. $670 million.
It still hasn't hit?
No.
Oh, my God.
The last drawing was Tuesday. Remember, we promoted that.
Yeah.
This is the next one.
Gotcha.
Being $670 million tonight.
Right.
So.
Okay, so I'm going to get tickets.
Get your tickets.
Wouldn't that be a great Christmas?
Oh, my gosh.
Can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. You know, I would literally put a certificate, a gift certificate for my son for a brand new jet. Like a Learjet. I'd be like, you got to learn to fly this sucker.
Do they make bows like that big for jets?
Do they what?
Like, you know how like people give Mercedes or cars and they give like a big bow.
I thought you meant bows, like Bose headset.
Oh, no, I mean like a bow. Like, I want a red bow on the jet.
Oh, yeah, for sure they make a bow for that.
With that much money, you can get a bow.
Exactly.
You'll get a bow, no doubt. Get your ticket, $670 million, Mega Millions, tonight.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just listening to your conversation, Jamie.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, and I can try to match you on what your shopping list is this weekend?
Well, so my son came home from college yesterday. I'll just tell you guys what BJ heard. I was talking to Carson about my kid, right? And so so he got home and he's like, so what's the game plan? Blah, blah, what, you know, do I need to be here, there, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, all right, so basically here's what we need to do. I need to have you help me buy a car, a shotgun, and a computer.
And the essentials.
And not necessarily in that order.
Right? Okay. And so he's like, what kind of car are you thinking, Mom? And I'm like, I really like the new Toyota TRD Pro, but it's the not the Pathfinder. What is it called?
Forerunner.
Thank you. I said, I like the Forerunner. Well, then I got a whole explanation why this is not the car for me. That I need the, because he has a TRD Pro truck, right? And so he's like, no, you need the older generation, not the new one. The new one. And he's telling me all these mechanical. And I'm like, fine. All right. You talk me out of that. I'm going to get an Aston Martin. I've always wanted an Aston Martin my whole life. Ryan Seacrest drove up in one and I like, and he took two parking spots at our garage in Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was like, you neat guy. And so I stared at his Aston Martin parked in two spots. And I was like, someday I'm going to own an Aston Martin. So I looked at my kid and I said, fine, I won't get what a switch, right? From a Toyota
one
to
one extreme to another.
So I said, fine, I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to finance an Aston Martin. I'm going to lease it. It'll be cheaper. And he goes, don't get an Aston Martin. I'm like, why? And he goes, that just screams old lady trying too hard.
Oh! that's like if I went out and bought a new Corvette.
Yeah.
That's
goes,
what that would be like.
Is that,
okay?
I go, what did you just say? He goes, it screams old lady tries too hard.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He's right.
Like,
straight
crap.
Savage.
Jimmy, he's looking out for you. I mean, your mom. He's got to do.
It
somebody's got to.
Scream
at you. Look, you're at that point in your life where people have to step in. Okay? And it only gets worse from here. At some point, they're going to step in about your health and all kinds of crap. It's
like,
just beginning. Your son's trying to take care of you.
No, and Aston Martin doesn't scream old lady tries too hard.
I think it does.
I don't agree with my kid. And then he goes, why are you getting a shotgun? I said, well, because lately out at the cabin, things are getting a little sketchy. So I need to like, the Glock, you know, you told me once that I'm not a great shot. And he's like, yeah, shotgun's better for you. All right, so we'll get a shotgun, a car, and what else? I go, and I need a new computer. He's like, oh, God.
You should have told him the shotgun's for people who think I'm an old lady trying too hard. That's what the shotgun
exactly,
is for. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at him.
So no, right? And then I was telling him, and maybe this is what you're going to compete with. So then I was telling him, because he took an Uber from the airport, and he asked me if I can pay him back.
Yeah. Look, I'm not trying to compete or one-up.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, my list of things to... One of the things on my list is a toilet.
Wow.
What?
I have to go find the toilet, and it's got to be 18 inches tall.
Oh, the tall toilet.
Gotcha.
Tall toilet.
I like tall toilets.
I've never looked for a tall toilet before. No. I don't know where to go.
Because this is for your father-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's gonna. You guys are going to shove him down in the basement?
Yes.
And make him live there?
Shove him down there?
Yeah. 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 Shove's a good word for it.
Yeah, but tall toilets are...
Tall toilet.
...are far better
than... I've never
than,
heard of a tall toilet.
Well, once you get one, you'll never go back.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it's more of a light squat than a sit down.
Oh. Wait a minute. So you're saying that I'm going to be stinking down to his bathroom?
Yes, to take a dookie. Yeah. Yeah, tall toilets are where it's at.
Oh, he's adamant about it. You got to get the tall toilet. I don't want anything but that.
Because it's easier for them to get back up.
I never heard of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because my main bathroom has a tall toilet, and then if I go to another bathroom, I'm like, oh, this is a bummer.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, tall toilet.
You threw me off yesterday. Yeah. It's like tall toilet.
No, you will love it.
I'm even online Googling tall toilets.
No, like, and you need to get, heck? Not the Toro. What's the toilets that we like?
Toto.
You got to get him a Toto.
A Toto tall?
Yeah, Toto tall. It'll spray his ass for him.
See, warmers everything.
Yeah. This is way too much information, man. It's a father-in-law. Come on, man. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's all coming up next. And the Goo Goo Dolls. We've got tickets for you to win.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, let me write that down. Hold on. I got a new catchphrase.
Okay.
New phone, who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis? Like, who's this?
Yeah.
But who dis?
Yeah.
So, new phone, who dis? Because I got this. I was just looking through my Instagram messages, right? Because I wrote to Justin Klomp, you know, at Trice Jewelers.
Trice, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trice Jewelers. Yeah. And so I slipped into his DMs, actually his wife's. But anyway, so I saw that I had some messages I hadn't looked at yet. And it says, Jamie, great meeting you last night at Alice in Winterland and becoming, quote unquote, your boyfriend. Hope you had a great rest of the night and enjoyed your day off today. And then I was like, Austin, my new boyfriend, here's me. And then Carson goes, that's when you write, new phone, who dis?
That way you put it on them.
Right? Yeah. And then they'll explain to me who they is.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. There's lots to talk about. We mentioned it earlier, but still, and it's going to get on your nerves. The new must-have diamond is, of course, the marquee cut diamond, right? Selena Gomez got engaged to Benny Bozo, or what'd you call him?
Benny Bozo.
Yeah, Benny Bozo.
Yeah. Blanco Bozo.
Yep. And so she got a marquee cut diamond, which has not been popular since the early 90s. And now, of course, the marquee diamond has become the rage. Now, here's the only thing that I think is interesting about the marquee diamond that Selena Gomez got it. And here's me, you know, going in too deep. But one of her sad songs about Justin Bieber, one of the lines in it said, I'm a marquee diamond.
Oh.
And then she got a marquee diamond, but that song was about Bieber. I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, that's weird.
You don't like it.
If I write
you, Jamie White, you don't like it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
If I write a song about our heartbreak, BJ, about us breaking up, and I said, I'm going to be fine because you know why I'm a marquee diamond, and then Carson gets me, and we get engaged. Carson and I get engaged, and he gets me a marquee diamond. All I'm doing is thinking of you, BJ.
Yeah, there's always going to be a tie there.
Yeah.
Well, I would expect you to be always thinking of me, first of all.
Right, yeah, okay. Of course.
But,
that's a given.
That's a given. That's a given. Yeah, I kind of get what you're getting at there because, it is...
I don't like it.
Ironic.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
You might
like
be
it.
Onto something, Jamie.
I don't
marquee,
like it.
It just doesn't come around. I mean, it's not just a common phrase. I mean, it's out there for, you know.
Yeah.
So I could see a connection,
New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my head. It's like I have Tourette's with that.
Phone, you're going to be saying it all day.
New phone. My kid is going to be like, what the hell happens when you go to work? I'll be like walking in today, my son, hey, mom, I was, new phone, who dis? Doesn't even make any sense. All right, anyway. Mike Nelson, did you guys see he retired after 48 years?
Good dude.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
I've never met him.
Yep, he's a good dude. I've met him a few times. Had him here on the show for about 6 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Before I was there.
Yeah, he used to do the Mike Nelson 30-degree guarantee on the program. He would name a high for the day, and he would be within 30 degrees either way, low or high, and he never missed. Mm. Never missed. 30-degree guarantee with Mike Nelson right here.
Yep. He did that for 6 years?
He did that for six years. Never missed. Never missed.
I remember when he came to my elementary school.
Oh, you did?
Did the tornado dance.
Oh, what's that look
like? Yeah, he does the Mike Nelson tornado dance.
Does it look like that Trump thing?
Kind of, sort of.
Trump dance.
Yeah. He does the whole turn.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Schmadil, would you like to share your memories of Mike Nelson?
I just remember seeing him on TV, and I just thought he seemed like a really nice stand-up dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's mine. Here's
that's all
mine.
I got.
And I don't know why this bugs me, but it does. I don't like men that wear rings other than their wedding ring. I don't know what it is about me.
I agree. Got like a pinky ring or something?
Yeah, yeah. And
so
does Dave Frazier.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's like a college class ring or something.
Maybe it's a weather ring. Maybe they get it when they graduate from being a meteorologist, right?
Oh, maybe.
Your weather ring.
Yeah.
You could have spiced up your Mike Nelson Schmidel. You should have said you sold weed to him once.
No, let's not do that.
Seem like a weed smoker.
Well, nobody would believe it. I'm just saying it would spice up your interaction with him.
I don't know what it is. Like I've dated two guys that wear rings on their other finger, and I can't stand it. I want them to take them off.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's a weird. I don't know why.
It is a weird. It's almost like it's almost like a mafia feel to me.
Well, you know who also wears, but he. Okay, this is the weird part. When you wear one, it's weird. But Upsy wears like three, but that looks sexy. So I can't explain it.
Yeah, he does wear a lot.
He wears a lot, but he's like he can pull it off, right? But the two guys I did wear just this weird one on their finger.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're in the Shriners Club or something.
Or they wear
kiss the ring.
They wear that gold nugget.
Yeah.
That gold nugget ring. That's
a good one.
That sucker went out of style a long time ago.
But like Upsy can pull off like being a rock star like UPS guy.
Yeah.
You know, like he has like the rose colored glasses and like a bunch of rings, but he pulls that off, but the weird like I went to the Shriners, got this ring. I don't know. I dated a roofer. He wore one weird ring. Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't even get a free roof out of it. You'd think if you had sex with a roofer, you'd get a free roof. Nope.
Throw it in for free roof.
No roof. What's that joke? What does the dog say when he's... No, it's fine.
Are we playing Mike Nelson or not?
Yes, we are. I was getting to it. Mike Nelson, after 48 years. 48 years in this town. Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
All right, here he is.
Thing that I really have always been flattered about and don't take lightly is the fact that despite all the changes in this industry, and there have been a lot of them, and it continues to go on, it still boils down to people watch people. And we are invited into people's homes every single night.
So, after 48 years of being invited into people's homes and now phones, 48 years of getting you ready for that next blizzard, 48 years of tornado dances, what's next? Mike says he and Cindy will stay in Denver for now and that he will still be watching storms, only now from the comfort of his home.
I will keep doing all the forecasting for myself and watching and waiting for the next round of big thunderstorms or heavy snow because I so enjoy watching our weather.
You got to figure too, if he's been around for 48 years, he probably holds the record for the most missed forecasts.
You just said he never missed.
Yeah. No. I mean, when it comes to a big blizzard and things like that, I'm talking about the 30-degree guarantee. He never missed on that. But I'm just saying as a forecast for the, upcoming next few days, he probably holds a record if you've been here for 48 years.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a feather in the cap.
I mean, how long has Dave Frazier been on, though? I
have no idea.
Me either.
No
It'd be interesting to see who held out the longest, right? Here's the deal. They're saying that Carson has thrown me under a bus.
Why?
Why?
They're saying because new phone who dis is a 20-year-old saying and that you're trying to make me think it's new and cool.
No, listen, I just threw it out there because that's what I would say to them.
I'm just saying, they're saying, Jamie, don't listen to Carson. That's a really old saying.
Yeah.
New phone, who dis, is like from 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's from like the flip phone era.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, if I saw that, I would think, okay, it doesn't matter. Because if you get a new phone, it all transfers as well as your number yeah. and the name.
Well,
it
you
doesn't
can lose even some of them. I've lost some pictures. I've lost some phones.
Well, I'm yeah, just saying, overall, yeah. it all transfers. So it doesn't really make sense.
Just, new phone, who dis?
Just try it on your son, see what he says.
Okay, he'll just stare at me. Listen, he literally, already, last night, he already just looked at me and just like...
Yeah.
Shook his head.
I mean, like, he looks at... My 18-year-old son looks at me like I'm the most exhausting person on the planet. Just like... Anyway, let's see here. Somebody said, hey, BJ, since you're buying a new toilet, I have some things I need to share with you. Number one, if you buy the tall toilet, it helps you have better bowel movements because it relaxes your sphincter better.
But okay. Isn't the whole point of the squatty potty that it lowers your how high you're sitting because it brings your knees above, and then that's supposed to be what relaxes everything.
I don't know. Do that on your own time. Okay. All right. So let's hear. Here's a fun fact about toilets. Colorado only sells water volumes of 1.29 gallons per flush. Low water. You know, we're trying to conserve it. If you want powerful 1.6, you got to drive to Wyoming.
I am not driving to Wyoming to pick up my father-in-law's toilet.
To get
okay?
a more powerful flush.
Now, for fireworks, no problem, but not for a toilet. Is that illegal to go buy a toilet in Wyoming?
And then smuggle it in for a bigger flush?
Well, because you're getting a bigger flush. The state law says you can't do it here. I'll bet you that's illegal.
It's like fireworks.
I got an illegal toilet. I'm a criminal.
Well, I wonder if it won't pass inspection.
I don't know.
Like, do you have to get your toilet inspected?
Yeah,
like the water company's like, no. Yep.
No, you have to have a final inspection.
So get a tiny toilet, right?
Yeah.
Keep the tall toilet. So switch it out and keep the...
Hide it.
And then when they leave and give you a good inspection...
Install it. Yeah.
I got big water.
Now, do I wrap up the tall toilet and put it under the tree?
Oh,
for him
maybe.
To open up on Christmas?
I think
yeah, because
so,
they're
yeah.
expensive. Do you know how much you're spending for him to take a doogie?
This is just too much.
Somebody said, is it me or is Jamie the most pickiest person about men? Yes, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. At this point, she has to be, though.
Well, no, it's
I mean, there's
not
been
even...
some bad ones down the line.
No, it's always been, I've always been picky. Like, literally, it's just a thing. But I think everybody's picky. I just have to, like, I just talk about it. I mean, I think in everybody's head, they're all everybody's picky about.
And especially when you get to a certain point in your life, you're like, I know what I want, and then that's it.
I don't feel like I'm very picky.
I'm with you, Spadil. Yeah. I've never been really picky either.
No. Well, that is not a compliment to Lisa, okay?
I'm just saying. I've just never felt like I had the, you know, the goods to be picky.
Yeah, no.
You gotta have...
Do I like hanging standards. Out with you? Yo, we're yeah. cool. Let's hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I Adele
just wants them to be warm.
Yeah.
With a heartbeat.
Not made of plastic.
Yeah.
Everybody has goals. All right, I'm done. There you go. Top of Josh.
Well, I was solid.
Yeah, well, thank
yeah,
you.
I was solid.
Thank you.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know what nobody's mentioned this morning is today is Friday the 13th.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not into that, but nevertheless, it is Friday the 13th. All right, Spadil brought in here a piece of audio.
Okay.
Stanley Cup recall. Have you heard about this?
I went to hockey immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
When I saw the headline, the first thing I thought, what's wrong with the Stanley Cup?
Man? Yeah, I have seen that. So it burns people or something?
I guess.
The lid pops off or
yeah.
something?
Spadil, is that what's going on? It's burning people? Is that it? He's not even listening. Look at him.
He's taking color or something.
What? No.
Look at him.
No,
he's not doing that. He's just.
What's he doing?
What are you doing? Hello?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I was reading text NATO.
Okay.
You didn't even know we were on.
No, I
said you brought in a story this morning. I don't know exactly what's going on. Maybe you do with the Stanley Cup recall.
I just know that there's 2.5 million that got recalled, and it's because they burn people.
Well, the lid heats up. from all the liquid inside, and then it loosens, and then it can spill on people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Fidel.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Go back to text NATO if you don't mind.
Yeah. Go back
to sleeping.
I thought
we were going
to
go into commercial right there. I checked out.
All right, here's the audio that he brought to us this morning.
A popular travel mug is being recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The recall affects 2.6 million Stanley Switchback mugs in the 12 and 16-ounce sizes. It also includes the Stanley Trigger Action stainless steel mug in the 12, 16, and 20-ounce sizes. The recalled travel mugs' lids can detach during use, resulting in burn injuries. Consumers should stop using them and contact Stanley for a free replacement lid. This affects mugs sold from June 16th through this month.
Aha!
How many people do you think are actually going to contact them for a new lid?
Nobody. 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 I will tell you, you changed my life with this Yeti.
Oh, I did?
That Yeti is absolutely fantastic, man.
I'm changing lives, BJ. Yep. Changing
lives. Mine's a coffee cup. It's not one of those water bottles. I never got into the water bottle thing. Did you?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. You don't look like a water bottle person. No, you don't, because it's a fad thing. You're right. I mean,
the Stanley's
are
definitely...
we that thirsty, folks? I mean, Spadil carries around a gallon of water everywhere he goes. Mm. Are we really that thirsty?
Well, but here's something sad about me. So see this?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess how much this was?
Oh, $5.
It was $3.99.
Oh, $3.99.
$3.99. And guess what it is? It says just water.
That's it.
And I got it at Whole Foods, and it's just water.
$3.99.
You bought a case?
I just bought single. But,
okay.
But see, it's done in cardboard instead of plastic. But then I noticed that the top is plastic, so I'm still getting plastic. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with bottled water and whatever. I just never.
That's expensive.
It is expensive, but I buy that the sparkling water, and it's expensive too.
Yeah.
But I buy that, and the water thing doesn't bother me. It's just that I've never had a need to carry around a gallon of water.
You gotta stay hydrated.
It's easier for me to remember to drink a gallon of water every day. If I just use the one container, right? I just have to fill it up and then finish it.
And gotcha.
And that's why people like the Stanleys.
Gotcha.
Is because they can actually gauge how much water they're taking.
Well, this was whatever. It was something sourced. Sustainably sourced. Thank God for
What's
that.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
It's rainwater?
But yeah, we're going to put a plastic top on
it. Sounds like it.
But you know what's going to be sad is May 4th, 2025. Oh, no. It expires.
Water expires?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, it says it has a Best Buy date.
That water
no
does.
No kidding.
Yeah, Best Buy.
Expiration water?
Yep. So I got to really drink
water's
it
been around for millions of years. How can it expire?
I have no idea.
It's all got a lifespan.
$3.99 for expired water.
Right? Oh, my God.
BJ and Jim.
Another shout out to those sponsors for the Giving Tree. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Let's see here. Dave and Buster's. That's where we'll hold the event next week. And Ranky Brothers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people giving up gift cards to the families, too.
And I think you're milk people.
Longmont Dairy.
Yeah.
Longmont Dairy. They do a great job, too.
You guys, I'm about ready to lose my mind. Can I just read you something?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember that really fun brunch I went to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just read this really quick. All right. I just got this. Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming on Tuesday. This truly is one of my favorite days of the year. So next year is also a late Thanksgiving. I'm looking at the same week as this year for a brunch. Does December 9th, 10th, or 11th, 2025 work for everyone? If there's some day of the week that doesn't work, let me know. If all those days are currently open for everyone, I'll go with the Tuesday again and do December 9th. Merry Christmas. Doll. And then everybody starts writing, I can do Tuesday the 9th. Oh, I wrote, it works for me. I'm off on Monday. Somebody wrote, they go on and on, right? My phone, you can hear it. It's blown up, right? So finally, bitchy Kelly, my neighbor, says, hey, I'm just trying to get through December 2024.
I feel that. I feel it.
Well, I'm looking at my calendar. I'm booked that day. Can she change it? Can you tell her that BJ's booked on that day in 2025?
Oh my God.
It's been three days since you guys had that?
Yeah, we had Tuesday. It was Tuesday. Oh my God. Planners are amazing people to me. Yeah. You're a planner, Carson. I mean, you're like kind of joking, but you have your oil changes on a freaking calendar.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I do plan in advance for that, but Man, that's on another level. I'm not even that big of a planner, though.
No, that would be like you going to get an oil change and then booking the next one at the same time.
He does that.
I do that.
So you're booking it before you even...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
But you do it by mileage. How do you know you're going to...
So you know how they put that sticker on your windshield and it's like a guesstimate. So I guesstimate that and I'm like, yeah, I'll probably fall around this date. And then I just save the date.
Well, this is even worse because they're picking a specific date and time in 2025 to throw this party.
Hey, so don't forget, everybody, there's a brunch on December 9th next year.
I'll put it on my calendar so I know that.
I'm booked. I've got a hair appointment.
I don't even know what's going on like today. I couldn't even tell you what. Although I will tell you that my boss, I love our boss. He's our general manager and he's a big hunter. He walks in and he's like, are you really buying a shotgun? I said, I am. He goes, all right, come down after the show and I'll tell you what you should buy. I'm like, I love you, man.
That is awesome. You got an expert in-house.
Shotgun tips.
I know, with your boss.
Yeah. All right, it broke yesterday. I guess they bought the property for the new Buc-ee's down in Palmer Lake. People aren't happy about it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I thought they refused it.
So they approved, it was a 4-1 vote, and they approved the annex. So Buc-ee's is entitled to buying that space.
Yep, they're going to move
closer. Because they have a school bus up there. Have you seen the school bus?
Where?
Yeah.
They parked a school bus right where that property
and
is.
It's got the Buc-ee's Beaver logo, and it's got X's all over it.
No Buc-ee's.
Yeah, they're not happy.
So the people that are against it parked the bus
there? People are so mad about these Buc-ee's.
I saw these people talking about it on TV. Here's the report on it.
The Palmer Lake Board of Trustees approving a controversial plan paving the way for Colorado's second Buc-ee's. This happened just minutes ago.
And many people living in that area pushing back against the mega gas station known for having hundreds of pumps, saying it would ruin their quiet town.
Now the rest stop can now annex the land west of I-25 on County Line Road. Fox 31's Greg Nieto was at the Palmer Lake Town Hall meeting tonight and has brand new reaction for us live. Greg?
The majority of Palmer Lake residents and those from surrounding cities and towns say they don't want a Buc-ee's like the one up in Johnstown. There were a handful, though, who say they would be in favor. Let's hear from both.
You know, there's no fire hydrants there, so it's obviously a fire risk. Somebody throwing a cigarette butt out the window, whatever, car, gas pump catching on fire, more traffic is going to increase those chances.
As a Palmer Lake property owner, this is very important that you critically consider approving this and accepting this. It'll be the best thing for our town. There will be a lot of outside extraneous influence, as you can see.
The fight is on.
I like Palmer Lake. I like the little town feel. You know, but I'm like a little town person. I think they should have put it in Pueblo because that's like the next stop for
me. I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's going to change that area for good. I mean, it's gone as far as what you have today. Now, progress, can you stop it? I don't know. I mean, I see both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think they could have moved it on down just a little bit further so it doesn't impact that area as much.
And there's nothing in Pueblo. That would be great for Pueblo.
Yeah, we have enough Buc-ee's. We got one north.
Pueblo, super south. That would be great.
Yeah, and I like Buc-ee's. Don't get me wrong. We love Buc-ee's, but I don't know, man. It's going to really change that area. Those people are fighting. But, you know, I guess they voted for the annex yesterday. They're looking at money because that money is going to be huge for that area. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money, Jenny. It always is.
It's all about the money, money.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Whoa.
Hey.
A plug.
Oh, gotcha. We're getting complaints.
Yeah, got to get the plug in there.
We're getting a lot of complaints.
For what?
I guess the app is screwed up. It says, what's up with all the commercials in Spanish? Yeah. I've heard at least four this morning. And somebody said, WTF. Can anyone explain to me why they keep playing the same exact commercial in Spanish over and over and over and over? I cannot.
I listened on the app when I was in Hawaii, and it worked perfectly fine for me. Now, there are a couple of things that you can do. Like, if you've got a VPN turned on your phone, it can give you something from another area. So there's a lot of different reasons
why
it might be happening.
Their VPN is in Mexico.
Could be.
Could be.
All right, we have the judge talking to Morgan Wallen. If you want to hear that.
I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
All right. So Morgan Wallen, as you know, a big country act, right? He's in a Nashville bar. He's up in the, what is it called? The upper level up there?
His sixth floor.
Yeah. And he throws some chairs out
is
over
it called
the balcony.
Like Chief's Bar? The Chief's Bar?
I don't know.
No, his bar is this bar, and this was at Eric Church's bar.
Which isn't it called Chief's Bar or something?
It might be.
I don't know. I don't know. He's on
Didn't
the
mean
upper
to
deck.
Didn't throw anybody off.
Yeah. Right. He's up on the upper deck, and he throws a couple of chairs off, and they come very close to hitting some police officers on the street. Well, he finally went in front of a judge. I mean, obviously he was drunk, right? But he went in front of a judge yesterday.
I understand that you are entering a plea of guilty to two counts of reckless endangerment. You will receive a sentence of 11 months and 29 days, all suspended except 7 days incarceration, which will be served at a DUI education center. The remainder of that sentence will be served on supervised probation. These counts run consecutive to each other, that is, one after the other, for an effective sentence of 2 years.
They said he had a smirk on his face.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh.
That he was like defying the judge or something with
okay,
a big smirk.
But I still say, I mean, I know I asked this and we don't know the answer, but because it's alcohol related, is yep. his probation, does it mean, because she didn't say it. She just said probation, but I don't know if it means that he can't drink, because I think that like just last night after the sentencing, he probably broke his probation if it says don't drink.
You're probably yeah. right. Now, here's the thing though, Jamie, with what you're asking there, I would say 80% chance, 90% chance that it is alcohol banned for the next 2 years, that he will have to test, go, you know, whiz in a cup, all that, and they'll have to test him and make sure that he doesn't drink. If he does drink, according to what we just heard there, he has to go to jail, mandatory, 1 year.
Yeah.
So if he takes one beer and gets busted, he's off to jail for a year.
So what I'm saying is if it's related to a DUI, which this is, a DUI related incident.
But he didn't get a DUI, did he?
No.
That's driving.
No. But it's still
alcohol
under
related.
The influence, alcohol related yeah. or okay. domestic violence, then you have to sustain from drinking.
He can't.
During the time.
He can't.
Yeah.
Now,
he can't.
Every state is different, okay? So
yeah,
you got to look up Tennessee
yeah.
law, because that's where this happened, right? Nashville, yeah. is that right? Mm-hmm. All right, so.
At the Chiefs bar.
I'm with Jamie. Yeah. I think he's going to screw it up.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, this guy's going to go out on the road. He's going to do the concerts. He's going to think that, man, he doesn't have to test for a few days, and why not have a beer
so,
here and there?
It says in Tennessee, yes, standard condition of probation in Tennessee is to abstain from alcohol or any controlled substance.
You guys, everybody say bye to Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, he's going to the pokey.
He is such a hardcore alcoholic.
He loves to party. Really
well,
does.
I feel like he's a little even over that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, he's making bad decisions. So I'm telling you right now, that guy is going to jail for a year.
I agree with you. I think he's going to have a very difficult time. And according to what she said up front, that you do have a sentence that was 11 months and 20-something days, mm-hmm. which means 1 year. 1 year. That's if you break this, if you violate this probation that we're putting you on.
He's on tour right now, isn't
time.
He?
No, it ended.
It ended?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
But you got to figure in the next 2 years he's going to be back out there. He's not going to put his career on hold, right,
man.
For 2 years.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can't be throwing chairs.
I really liked him, too.
He was on fire, too.
Yeah.
Is he the same guy that got in trouble for that?
Yep.
Yeah. He made some comments that were racist or something.
Oh, were they?
And he got through that.
Somehow.
And I don't understand.
And then his tour kicked off, and his tour was so successful.
Well, and they thought it should have been a career ender, really.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to say that word and then not, yeah.
And,
right? Insane.
And he was drunk,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
When he released
was.
Those videos that had that, the language
yes,
on there,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
He does have a problem.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
And I feel like if you can go see him fast, because I feel like he's going away for a year.
Yeah, but we'll be able to go see him there. They'll have him housed.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
yeah, we can go to, it's a one-stop shop once he goes to the big house.
He'll be like the new Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It's like a residency.
Folsom Prison.
BJ and Jimmy.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jimmy, Morning Show. Lady Gaga.
Man,
and Bruno Mars.
We were just talking about Morgan Wallen. There's all, I mean, everybody's talking about this Morgan Wallen thing because Barstool Sports just like went off on it. So in case you don't know, he was sentenced to 2 years probation, 7 days in a rehab facility, and a $350 fine.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they're like, okay, first of all, you send a guy to rehab for 7 days. Who does 7 days in a rehab and gets any kind of anything out of it?
Yeah.
Right? Number one. Number two, the charge was for, it wasn't anything alcohol related.
Reckless endangerment.
Yeah, reckless endangerment. So that's not even alcohol related. So why did you send him to rehab?
Yeah, that's a weird. I can't draw the line with those dudes.
Well, that's what they're saying is because they didn't want to send him to jail. They wanted to send him to a cush place. And a nice little rehab thing for 7 days instead of jail is better than having him.
And it's also weird that they're sending him to that rehab place for alcohol, but it's not an alcohol-related incident.
I just
that he
said
got
that.
Oh. But it's not it's not really rehab. The DUI facility is a holding facility. That's all it is.
It's not even rehab.
It's not even rehab. It's holding. I'm surprised he didn't put an ankle monitor on him and just send him home and lock him up at his house. Okay?
Yeah, for 7 days.
Yeah. And because that's basically what they're doing. They're just trying to give him his 7 days without being in jail. He's at another facility. That's all it is. But this guy obviously has a problem. But it appears that with the charge that you're talking about, Jamie, that he can still drink. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying now. So that whole long-winded thing I said about there's no way he's going to not drink for 2 years.
Yeah.
It just erased that. I just wasted everybody's time.
And I had no idea, but Jamie is right, because when we listened to the judge just a few minutes ago, she never said that you also have to go through UA testing, which is the urine analysis, that she never said that, so therefore that was not on the table.
Yeah, so now, and he'll be fine, you guys, he can go back on tour and stuff, but people are mocking the $350. They are mocking the fact that he's going to a rehab facility, which is just a nice little luxury place for 7 days. And that it's kind of all just annoying and a joke.
He did throw the chair, and it could have killed, could have really hurt somebody
bad. It's so crowded down there.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it. But it didn't. So I kind of see where he got, you know, the sentence that he got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess he got a DUI in 2016, but it was dropped. Shocker.
Okay.
And then in 2020, he was charged with public intoxication. Yeah. And now we're at 2023. Did it happen or was it 2024?
Yeah. No, it was 2023. I'm just surprised that with all these alcohol-related incidents that he's been, you know, paired with and gotten busted for, that they're not bringing him down harder on this.
Well, they said what the judge did, in fact, is create a new country song for him that's going to make him millions.
Yeah. More than likely.
Something about being in rehab.
Yeah. 7 days in rehab. Yeah, that's what it'll be called.
7 days in rehab.
The DUI facility. Well.
I need a drink real bad. And I feel. That was Folsom Prison.
By the way, speaking of a song, did you notice this morning? Now, Spadil's not in here. He went downstairs because somebody's dropping off some presents for the giving tree. Did you notice how upset he was over Will Smith's language in his new song this morning? He was so disappointed in Will Smith. He went off on this for 10 or 15 minutes here in the studio.
He's not lying.
This is like 6:15 this morning. I said to Spadil, now, I hadn't heard the song, okay?
Yeah.
Just to be fair. And I said, Spadil, I think there's a new song out, okay?
By Will Smith.
And then, yeah, and he had a problem finding it and whatnot. But then when he found it, Jimmy, you were here.
I was here. I witnessed what BJ is talking about. He's not lying. He's like, you know, the thing with Will Smith is he's always promised never on his rap songs or anything to ever cuss, and that's been his go-to. He must have said the F word 14 times.
I'm scared to play this.
I know. I hope he got it.
I mean, I remember when Will Smith used to just get jiggy with it. He didn't use the F word. He just got jiggy with it.
He did get jiggy with it.
And then Spadil came in this morning. He was appalled by this song. All right, here we go. Hopefully he's got it bleeped out if that's the case. Here we go. This is Will Smith out this morning.
Back on my journey, I'm taking my chances, searching and questioning, looking for answers, hoping this medicine heal all the damage. My inner child keep throwing a tantrum. Why does my ego keep holding me ransom? Why does my fear control me at random? Life can get ugly, but I'm handsome.
Oh, my head.
That was one.
Yeah. Well, there's more, I guess.
You heard about some of them. This is gonna make my heart bang like a rubber drum. I will not sugarcoat this stuff with bubble gum. Going through troubles. I hate what the trouble done. I hate to be the thing that people suffer from.
I don't know if I can take Will Smith as a rapper anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem straight to me.
Even Selena Gomez said, I'm too old to be pop.
Yeah.
That's Selena Gomez, you know?
I agree.
Right?
I agree. I mean, you reach a point, you know.
Although,
I mean, you gotta figure.
Although, who's coming? What's his name? He's coming out with a new album today. It dropped
today. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I saw that. He's not too old.
They're not too old though.
No. Like when you're legends like that, you know.
Yeah.
Snoop's definitely not out of style.
No.
Yeah.
So those, I have mad respect for. Will he? I mean, listen. He just didn't. He's the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man.
Yeah.
Always in my heart.
He lost his street cred a long time ago. Yeah. He's highfalutin Beverly Hills to me.
Yeah. But I will say, oh my God, the most overused phrase of 2024 was keep whoever out of your mouth. Like everybody said it. Everybody on Real
Keep
House.
What?
So remember when he smacked what's his name and he said keep my wife out of your mouth.
Out of your mouth.
Out of your mouth. Well, on Real Housewives of every county, if somebody's mad at somebody, he's like, "You keep my kids' names out of your mouth." Like,
no kidding.
Everybody's using it. It's just been overplayed. Yeah. So it's okay.
We get it.
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I would like to thank my friends that are sending me secret texts. Apparently, I have been cut from a neighborhood party.
Oh, cut?
Why are you cut? Are they saying why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't stay for the ornament exchange.
Last time. Oh, okay.
Because my son had a concert. I had to go to my son's concert. It was this end of the year, like, concert thing, right? And so I had to go to it. And so it says, so here's the feed, right? Hey, everybody, just so you know, and Jamie White was cut from the party because she left the party early. So make sure that you stay for the speeches. There were speeches? Make sure that you stay for the ornament exchange ceremony and the speeches. She left before the exchange last year, so she's off the list.
Wow. And they sent that to you?
Well, yeah, because they were talking to a feed, but they let me know.
Oh.
I knew I wasn't invited.
You're
but
an outcast.
I didn't know. Well, obviously I'm not because my friends are still my friends. That girl just made me an outcast.
Yeah.
But my group are still my group. But,
right.
But the one girl that's not in our group cut me off the list because I didn't stay for the ornament.
Dang.
Wow.
Man, stay-at-home moms are they're cutthroat.
That's a tough one there.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know there were rules for parties.
You get tossed
if you don't stay.
Man, oh man, that's hardcore there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got to stay for speeches and all that.
Listen, I'm going to my friend Christie's ornament exchange. So there's no speeches. We just drink and go, oh my God, that's the dumbest ornament ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never going to hang that one on my tree.
Man, oh man.
No,
you've
right?
You've been barred.
You're out. You never know what you do. These Christmas parties, there's so much like... You never know what you've done wrong. Maybe you brought the wrong thing. I remember my mom, she would bitch about my aunt every year at Christmas. She's like, all Aunt Sharon does is bring a 12-pack of Coke and drinks it all. She's like, here's my mom.
12-pack.
My mom's like, I make all the food. I do all the sides. I do all the desserts. I have all the drinks. Sharon brings a 12-pack of Coke and she just sits there and drinks it all and smokes her cigarette. So I remember thinking like Aunt Sharon was like a bad person when I was little, right?
I love family.
I know, right?
It's so great. Good.
But I mean, unless you tell Aunt Sharon bring more than a 12-pack of Diet Coke or real Coke, she'd drink real Coke.
Right.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she's just going to keep doing what she
does.
And
I'm sure that she would easily bring whatever you say to bring. But you've just never given her directions. All you're doing is just criticizing
exactly.
her.
I guarantee Sharon asked my mom, hey, Nan, can I bring something? Yeah. And my mom's like, no, I've got it covered.
Maybe
and,
some drinks.
Yeah.
If you want.
Right.
Bring some drinks.
Right.
Well, what are you going to pick out? If I eat root beer, I'm not going to go buy root beer.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy something I like if I'm bringing the 12-pack, right?
See, people never really tell you what they want. Like,
no.
So, for example, like when somebody dies in your family, and I've said this before, and I really mean it. When somebody's like, is there anything you need? Can I get you anything? I want you to say these words because they stop in their tracks. When they say, is there anything I can do? Just say, can you come over and vacuum?
Yeah.
Because guess what? They don't mean their words.
No, they're not going to show up and vacuum. Tell them you want a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
They ain't going to bring you a bucket of chicken. Not going
to
happen.
They're just not. All right. Anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. Bitch Fest is over. Morgan Wallen. Yep. He's on 2 years of probation. He got a whopping $350 fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think he got what he deserved, though.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think that he was overcharged or over-sentenced. I don't think he was under-sentenced. I think it was pretty much in line.
7 days in rehab, which... I didn't know that they had like a gunshot, like like a express rehab thing.
Yeah, it's a drive-through.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because isn't it usually like 30 days?
Normally 30 days.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about rehab, though. When you go into rehab for 30 days, if they find out your insurance won't cover it, they toss you out of there within like 10 days.
What?
Yeah, they will.
You're kidding.
No, I've seen it many times through my friend.
Wait, the other day you talked about going.
I'm just saying. I don't know what days I can talk about going or not.
Thursday. So Thursday, so we don't mention it?
No.
No, but on Wednesdays?
No, today's Friday.
Oh, today? Oh, shoot.
Today's not Thursday.
I almost actually cussed.
Today's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
So Fridays, we don't mention it, but on Wednesdays, it's okay?
Yeah, they were out of town. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just saying, though, that they will. They'll toss you out of there if your insurance doesn't cover it. And you don't have the means yourself because you can't owe them. They want their money up front.
You know, that'll
so they're not really care if you get well or not sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like
in some facilities.
Oh. Yeah,
they just want
money.
Paid. It's a moneymaker.
Here's the thing. We're going to see more stories like what you just told over and over and over again because, you know, the whole CEO of United Healthcare, right?
Yeah.
That situation. Well, already there are reports, people talking about them being declined. There's a story out of Kansas City. There's a young med student. She's just gorgeous. Her name is, I think, Sai, and she has she developed this thing where the platelets in her blood don't clot, and so she internally bleeds. Well, there's a pill for that, and Blue Cross Blue Shield will not pay for it. They absolutely will not pay for it. It's $8,000 a month.
Oh my god.
And they won't pay for it.
How can you not cover that?
It's a die situation. Like,
yeah,
she'll die.
Death. Yeah.
She'll bleed to death internally. And they refused her.
Crazy.
So we're going to see all these stories of all these people being declined, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, people are going to come forward.
And then I guess they set up... This is alleged. So this story is... The girl, Sai, that's a real story. But the next story is alleged. Allegedly, United Healthcare had a system that was AI that went through and it's the one that declined people, the AI system, because they put like, what will this cost us later if we treat it now? And if it was like expenses keep going, then they would just decline it. AI knew how to figure out the cost later in life.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God. So just decline them now so you don't have the problems later. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, though.
I know.
It's so out of whack right now.
Until it happens to you, because like we had somebody work here and he had cancer. Thank God he's cured, and we all love him. But remember, they were gonna take away his car and all that stuff for medical bills because his insurance dropped him. I mean,
I do agree though that this incident that happened up in New York is just gonna bring it to the forefront even more in the future, especially in the next few months.
Speaking of which, Paris Hilton's Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act passed unanimously in the U.S. Senate. With all 100 senators on board, the legislation was deeply personal to Hilton after she bravely shared her own painful experiences of abuse at a young age in this institution. Dude, they came in the middle of the night and grabbed her out of her bed. It was...
That's a wild story,
too. It is
too.
So crazy.
You know, and there's something about Paris Hilton, and I don't know, maybe this is just me, but when the whole influencer thing really took off online, she kind of stepped back out of the limelight, didn't she? She didn't really jump in there. I mean, she did the TV show and all that, but once all that went away, she just kind of went away herself.
Well, no, she's a huge DJ.
Yeah, believe
it
or not.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that I don't see her posting as many butt pictures. It's like a Kim Kardashian.
She is insane.
Desperate stuff.
She's doing that show now with they've revamped
Nicole Richie.
Yeah, they've revamped that show. I don't know. Do you guys think it looks good?
No.
I know, right? Like,
no.
We've been there, done that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like this, they go to a small town, and
it would be like doing the Osbournes again.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't work.
Been there, done that. Plus, I mean, we've all seen it. Okay, you go to a small town, you make fun of them, you don't know, what cow tipping is. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Done. All right, Selena Gomez, I mentioned this. The marquee diamond is hotter than ever because she got a marquee diamond. Selena Gomez got engaged to Howdy Doody, and she got a 4-carat. And I like that he only did 4 carats. Because, after 4 carats, it gets stupid.
Only 4?
Yeah, that's all he did. No, I mean, it's really like, it's
that's a lot. That's my point.
Not in the celebrity
for a
world,
guy
no.
like me, that's like that's showing off.
Yeah.
But isn't your wife's like 2.5?
Well, no. You got the point part right.
Oh, did you get her a canarly?
No, it's real.
No,
it's...
no, you can hardly see it.
yeah, yeah, a canarly. Yeah, yeah,
the
I didn't
chip,
know that.
The diamond chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I like that it's tasteful. It's only 4 carats, and that it, but you can see right through it. I mean, it is a perfect diamond. The clarity and the cut and everything. There's not a piece of carbon to be seen. I mean, so it's
$100,000 ring, right? $200,000.
Yeah, it was a $200,000 ring. But you know, he can afford $1 million ring. I mean, he's got easily money for days. Yeah. He's got a lot of money.
Billy Bozo?
Yeah. He wrote like all of Justin Bieber's
songs.
He's
an amazing producer, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't write them, he produced them. Yep. You're right, sorry. Yeah, so he's an amazing, he writes, like he worked with Billie Eilish, mm-hmm. all these people. Okay. He has millions. Like, he kind of went cheap, in my opinion. Listen, if you're worth like $100 million, right? And you only get me a ring with $200,000, Shaw.
I mean, he's got to put some money away for hard times, you know? I mean, you can't have him spend it all.
Can you read some of that there, Schmidl? He has 27.
Yeah, so it says Benny Blanco has 8 number one hits on the Billboard Top 100, but he also has 27 top 10 songs as a writer.
And writing money goes forever because he gets a writer's, ASCAP fee every time they
cheap SOB.
I know,
can't
right?
Can't believe he only spent $200,000 on a ring. I'm with you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, No Doubt, One Republic, Nicki Minaj are some of his. He mentioned also, I remember on an episode that I watched with him, he talked about working with Billie Eilish and how she, out of everybody he's worked with, he said Justin Bieber was amazing, having an ear for music and being able to just write something down. But he said, without a doubt, Billie Eilish and her brother were the most amazing artists he's ever worked with.
I see that.
I do too. Mm-hmm. They're like savants. Like, that's just different. They're built different. I'm built different.
Say that again.
You're built different.
We all are. We all
we really are.
We are.
You remind me of with that big eyeball on Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski?
That's his body shape.
Yeah. Why am I laughing?
Spadil really loved that one.
Oh, shut up.
Because you can picture it, right?
Yeah.
BJ's body is the eyeball guy.
yeah.
No? Okay, fine. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There seems like there was some other stuff. Hold on. Let's see here. Oh, did you? Well, I don't want to read that. It's horrible. That girl in the lacrosse team.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She, a long, long time ago, this woman accused the lacrosse team.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now she just came out and said, never happened. Yeah.
Terrible. That's terrible.
Well, she's admitted that. We've known that for quite a while, that it never happened.
But she
but
now just
she's
now admitted.
Admitting
the one that actually accused him. Because
but she had some friends that came out and said she even told them, this was a while back, that she told them that it never happened, but now she's admitted it herself.
Well, I think we knew something was wrong when she killed her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, the red flag.
It's a bad one.
Finally, there's a football player. What's his name? Carolina Panthers wide receiver Xavier. He eats raccoon. Here it is, number one.
Is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat, you know? Like, what's something, you know, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I eat raccoon.
I see that.
I said, no, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon or you had, like, you
found it? Kids, all my people, them hunting all that, sir. My kids and them, they killed it. They called me like, yeah, we got that coon. We get
that coon.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. We got that coon.
Yeah, so, wait, what does it taste like?
It got its own taste. You know, everybody try to say stuff taste like cheese.
Uh-huh.
But that coon got its own taste.
So he had coon for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Holy moly. I didn't know that was on the menu.
That guy's built different right there. That guy's built different.
Well said. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow night in New York City, Travis Hunter, it looks like he's going to pick up the Heisman. What if he doesn't win? I mean, you go all the way up there, and I'm sure that that girlfriend that he's got that likes to complain.
I didn't know they had a baby.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah. I didn't know that either. Yeah. I just saw it on Texanado that they have a kid. But she seems to be a little moody here and there. Now, look, I don't know the girl.
Why do you know she's moody?
Well, isn't there a video of her yelling at him when they got off the field one day?
Yeah,
oh,
it was a game that they won 52-0.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good
look. She was bitching at him?
Yeah, she was. She was mad at him.
That's why everyone was saying, you can't marry her.
I didn't know she was bitching at him.
Yeah, yeah. She was upset because some fans around her were being obnoxious, and he just won 52-0. And when they met on the field, she started complaining to him about the fans up in the thing. And he had nothing to do with it, and he didn't even know. And there's nothing he could do about it anyway. I mean, the game's over. But, man, she went off on him. She did. Right there on the video. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I did see her jacket. It said Heisman, and what's his number, 23 or something?
12.
Oh, 12? So the I was the one, and then the S was a 2 or so. I forgot how she did it. It was very clever, but she put Heisman with a 12 in it.
Now let's go this route, okay? What if, there you are, front row, Heisman, there it is. It's sitting there, that little statue, you know? And they call out somebody else's name. Can you imagine how she's going to go off on him? She is going to be over the edge. Here she's sitting there with that jacket on.
I know. She paid a lot of money to have it customized.
And what if they name somebody else, like that running back guy that you guys mentioned a few days ago? Yeah, what if they mentioned it? What if he wins?
The Boise State guy.
Oh, man, that's going to be a long plane ride home for Travis Hunter.
She's going to tell me he didn't even try.
Pressure's on, man. I won't be happy until I hear his name tomorrow night.
Have you ever had that happen where you didn't win?
No.
No.
I've never been up for anything. That was the first thing I had to think of, Jamie. I had to think of what award have I been sitting in an audience waiting for my name to be called and thinking. Now, I've been in a raffle before where I was hoping my number would get called in a raffle to win like a bottle of scotch or something. But I've never been up for DJ of the year.
Can I tell you, do you want to make a sandwich? Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah, I got time.
Okay.
Plus, I'm hungry.
Right, is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, this is a good one. So, I was in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
And my mom and dad got a leak.
Okay. Eighth grade? This is an eighth grade story?
Yeah, it's very
I need extra ketchup on my
this is very
fries over here.
BJ, you don't understand. This is eighth grade, okay?
Eighth grade's tough.
It is tough.
All right, go ahead.
So, my parents, Bob and Nancy White, they got a little leak, right, from the janitor. His name was, what was it, Ray. Ray Griffith. He put that special sauce on when you puked, you know, that pink stuff.
Oh, yeah, dries it up a little bit.
Yeah, I was always amazed at that stuff, that chemical reaction with your puke. Anyway, so he got a tip from Ray Griffith that said, hey, your daughter won homecoming queen, right? Eighth grade homecoming queen. My sister had won it. So my sister had her crown and in her room. I would wear it sometimes.
Was she a year ahead of you?
No, she was 4 years ahead of me.
4 years ahead.
Yeah, so
okay,
she was.
Okay. And she'd won. Okay.
She was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. Yeah energy because we were minors, right? So anyway, so she was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. And I had to keep it alive, right, for the White family.
Yeah,
so Ray told Bob and Nancy, your daughter won homecoming queen. I was like, no way. So my mom and dad told me, hey, we're going to spend a little extra money on your dress because you're going to be the queen, just like your sister. I'm like, this is amazing. Well, you know where this is going because the story's already been told, but because of what we're talking about.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
So all of a sudden they're like, okay, and first runner up goes to Jamie White.
Oh, no.
First
runner up.
Freaking.
Yeah.
Guess who won? Tracy Wilcox. Tracy Wilcox got homecoming queen. Okay?
No kidding.
She got homecoming freaking Tracy Wilcox. Not even cute. Not even cute. No. Frumpy as hell.
Yeah, frumpy.
Frumpy as hell. So she got, she got homecoming queen. So that night, I went home. I'm in eighth grade. I went to my sister's room. I grabbed her crown from her look because my sister was the homecoming queen.
Yeah.
I grabbed her crown. I went into the bathroom. And I watched myself cry and watch my mascara just run down my face with my sister's crown on.
Man.
That was the saddest story ever.
Just black.
That was a good sandwich I just had.
Just black going down my face with my sister's crown
on. That's terrible.
Just looking in the mirror.
That's a terrible
story. I wasn't the queen.
Yeah. Travis Hunter, if you're listening right now, just think of that.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That exactly. could happen to you.
Exactly.
Could happen to you with the Heisman.
I feel like you guys aren't feeling this story at all and don't care.
Well, it was the eighth grade. I mean, it's been a while.
It was traumatized. I thought it was the freaking queen.
I mean, why would you take it for you?
And listen, why would you take a tip from Ray, the janitor?
Because he's Ray freaking Griffin.
He's in the know. He was a janitor.
He was in charge of puke.
By the way, come on. Tracy Wilcox.
Yeah, she had the face of a tractor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow night in New York City, Travis Hunter, it looks like he's going to pick up the Heisman. What if he doesn't win? I mean, you go all the way up there, and I'm sure that that girlfriend that he's got that likes to complain.
I didn't know they had a baby.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I just saw it on Texanado that they have a kid. But she seems to... be a little moody here and there. Now, look, I don't know the girl.
Why do you know she's moody?
Well, isn't there a video of her yelling at him when they got off the field one day?
Yeah,
oh,
it was a game that they won 52-0.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good
look. She was bitching at him?
Yeah, she was. She was mad at him.
That's why everyone was saying, you can't marry her.
Wow, I didn't know that she was bitching at him.
Yeah, yeah. She was upset because some fans around her were being obnoxious, and he just won 52-0. And when they met on the field, she started complaining to him about the fans up in the thing. And he hadn't. Nothing to do with it, and he didn't even know. And there's nothing he could do about it anyway. I mean, the game's over. But, man, she went off on him. She did. Right there on the video. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I did see her jacket. It said Heisman, and what's his number, 23 or something?
12.
12? So the I was the one, and then the S was a 2 or so. I forgot how she did it. It was very clever, but she put Heisman with a 12 in it.
Now let's go this route, okay? What if, there you are, front row, Heisman, there it is. It's sitting there, that little statue, you know? And they call out somebody else's name. Can you imagine how she's going to go off on him? She is going to be over the edge. Here she's sitting there with that jacket on.
I know, she paid a lot of money to have it customized.
And what if they name somebody else, like that running back guy that you guys mentioned a few days ago? Yeah, what if they mentioned it? What if he wins?
The Boise State.
Oh, man, that's going to be a long plane ride home for Travis Hunter.
She's going to tell me he didn't even try.
Pressure's on, man. I won't be happy until I hear his name tomorrow night.
Have you ever had that happen where you didn't win?
No.
No.
I've never been up for anything. That was the first thing I had to think of, Jamie. I had to think of what award have I been sitting in an audience waiting for my name to be called and thinking. Now, I've been in a raffle before where I was hoping my number would get called in a raffle to win like a bottle of scotch or something. But I've never been up for like, DJ of the year.
Can I tell you, do you want to make a sandwich? Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah, I got time.
Okay.
Plus, I'm hungry.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, this is a good one. So, I was in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
And my mom and dad got a leak.
Okay. Eighth grade? This is an eighth grade story?
Yeah, it's very
I need extra ketchup on my
this is very fries
over here.
BJ, you don't understand. This is
eighth grade,
okay?
Eighth grade's tough.
It is tough.
All right, go ahead.
So, my parents, Bob and Nancy White, they got a little leak, right, from the janitor. His name was, what was it? Ray Griffith. He put that special sauce on when you puked, you know, that pink stuff.
Oh, yeah, dries it up a little bit.
Yeah. I was always amazed at that stuff, that chemical reaction with your puke. Anyway, so he got a tip from Ray Griffith that said, hey, your daughter won homecoming queen, right? Eighth grade homecoming queen. My sister had won it. So my sister had her crown and in her room. I would wear it sometimes.
Was she a year ahead of you?
No, she was 4 years ahead of me.
4 years ahead.
Yeah,
of you.
So she was.
And she'd won. Okay.
She was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. Yeah energy because we were minors, right? So anyway, so she was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen, and I had to keep it alive, right, for the White family.
Yeah.
So Ray told Bob and Nancy, your daughter won homecoming queen. I was like, no way. So my mom and dad told me, hey, we're gonna spend a little extra money on your dress because you won you're gonna be the queen, just like your sister. I'm like, this is amazing. Well, you know where this is going because the story's already been told, but. Because of what we're talking about.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
So all of a sudden, they're like, okay. And first runner up goes to Jamie White.
Oh, no.
First
runner up.
Freaking.
Yeah.
Guess who won? Tracy Wilcox. Tracy Wilcox got homecoming queen. Okay?
No kidding.
She got homecoming freaking Tracy Wilcox. Not even cute. Not even cute. No. Frumpy as hell.
Yeah, frumpy.
Frumpy as hell. So she got, you know, she got homecoming queen. So that night, I went home. I'm in eighth grade. I went to my sister's room. I grabbed her crown from her look because my sister was the homecoming queen. Yeah. I grabbed her crown. I went into the bathroom and I watched myself cry and watched my mascara just run down my face with my sister's crown on.
Man.
That's the saddest story ever.
Just black.
That was a good sandwich I just had.
Just black going down my face with my sister's crown
that's
on.
Terrible.
Just looking in the mirror.
That's a terrible
how I
story.
Wasn't the queen.
Yeah. Travis Hunter, if you're listening right now, just think of that.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That exactly. could happen to you.
Exactly.
Could happen to you with a Heisman.
I feel like you guys aren't feeling this story at all and don't care.
Well, it was the eighth grade. I mean, it's been a while.
It was traumatizing. I thought it was the freaking queen.
I mean, I'm devastated for you.
And listen, why would you take a tip from Ray, the janitor?
Because he's Ray freaking Griffin.
He's in the know. He's a janitor.
He was in charge of puke.
And by the
way, come on.
Tracy Wilcox.
Yeah, she had the face of a tractor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. All right. The weekend. Weekend. All right. We got to get out of here. We're done. We are done. Anything else to wrap things up this morning? Let's quickly again thank the sponsors. The Giving Tree is coming up next week.
Yes.
And we want to thank everybody that's involved, including Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, Longmont Dairy, Dave and Buster's, Ranky Brothers over in downtown Littleton, everybody involved, and most of all, you, the people that stepped up and adopted some of these families. That's great.
Yeah, no kidding. We thank you so much. It's going to be a blast next week.
Yeah.
A blast.
All right, everybody have a great weekend.
Who worked on it so hard.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
You've done an incredible job.
Great job.
I just want to thank all the people who donated, man. It's so easy to do it with the people that I'm working with right now.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh
the family.
Everybody it's like we're all drunk at a bar. I love you, man.
Yeah. Big group hug. It's great. Isn't it great?
It is great.
All right, have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.